Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I've been working on my memoir. It's called Burning Bridges, Overcoming a Life of Privilege, Fame, and Power. I have enough of my own therapy to deal with. I don't want to hear about yours. And I said, you're right. I'm very famous, and I deserve special treatment.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, welcome to Jeff Lewis Has Issues. In today's episode, Christina Ricci joins the show. We talk about going into business together, outsmarting Alexa, and hiding in the bathroom. Do you understand the whole chump reference? No. Okay. So
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I mean, I know what a chump is.
Originally, we started calling our co-host chumps. Somebody famous was angry with me and called the people on the show chumps.
Who was it?
David Bedore, Shannon Bedore's ex-husband.
I was about to say, who is that?
Yeah. Okay. So
I do know who Shannon Bedore is. Okay.
Well, her husband called us chumps.
Chumps. All right.
So then what happened is chumps are now listeners also. So anyone listening or on this show are chumps.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So
I'm a chump.
You're a chump now.
Got it.
Okay. I was looking at your makeup this morning and it looks flawless. Do you do your own makeup or does someone do it for you?
It depends. Like for
today.
Today I did it.
That's not from yesterday's gala?
No. I washed all my makeup off and then put it back on this morning.
Wow. Do you ever go to bed with makeup on?
No. I do not
like
that.
It's disgusting.
Also, I have children. Waking up in the morning with makeup smeared all over your face and a child in your arms doesn't feel good.
What about brushing your teeth? Do you do that every night too?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now, I went on a walk this morning and I said hello to my neighbor. Now, she tried to do her makeup on her own today.
Mm-hmm.
It was a disaster. And and she's old enough to know better. So I'm wondering, what do you do? Do you girls go on YouTube and do tutorials? Do you go to classes? Because my neighbor needs to take a class.
I mean, I do feel like nowadays you can go and do a tutorial and everything, but I've just been having my makeup done since I was like 9 years old. So
you pick it up. You pay attention when they're doing
it. And I do my own makeup for film and TV.
Always.
Always.
Wow.
It's part of my process. Also, it's faster if I do it, so I don't have to get there as early.
Wait, so you're on set.
Uh-huh.
Say, Yellow Jackets.
Yeah.
You're doing your own makeup?
Yeah. It's faster.
And then, but who's touching you up? You?
Yeah.
Wow.
I also don't believe that, unless you're playing a part where the person's supposed to be perfect and flawless, I just don't think there's an issue with somebody not looking perfect on TV, especially the kind of roles I play.
Now, I've seen both season one and season two of Yellow Jackets. I love it. Shane, did you finish season two yet?
No, I'm like halfway through, but okay. I saw the spoilers. It's okay.
But your makeup looks great in Yellow Jackets. Your hair, not so much,
it's a wig.
It's a wig, yes. And that was your idea to do that style?
No. Well, no, she was supposed to be somebody with like out of control, curly, frizzy hair, and the younger version is just very long, and then I was like, as an adult, it's basically the haircut my mother had my entire childhood.
Oh.
It's like a curly bob.
Bob. I love Yellow Jackets.
So good.
And so season three, you're going to start, because it was picked up, I read that.
Yeah.
When do you start filming that?
We think around May. It's not definite.
Okay.
It's not official.
Not official yet.
Mm-hmm.
And do we know how many episodes?
It'll be the same number, 10.
Okay. Also, I was watching season one of Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Which I really liked that. I started I watched it during my pre-Nuvo scan.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. I watched the Beckham documentary during my scan.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just love that. Now, I know that you at one point played Wednesday Adams.
Yes.
And now it is Jenna Ortega,
mm-hmm,
who is playing Wednesday. And then you are playing her teacher,
yes,
at the Nevermore Academy.
Yes.
That Jenna Ortega is so good
in
that role.
She is so good.
It is hard for me to imagine anyone else playing that role.
She's almost really good. As good as Christina.
No, she's really good.
She's
and
really
the new
good.
Wednesday is really fun, and that whole series was so fun.
Now, does Jenna do her own makeup?
I don't know.
Oh. You're not sure.
I'm not sure.
But you had a lot of scenes with her.
Trailers.
Oh, but you had a lot of scenes together.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't want to spoil anything for people that haven't seen Wednesday, but you die. And
it's not
at the end of this.
You don't see me dead.
Well, that's the thing. Like, it looks to me like you got killed by Wednesday.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you're not sure.
You don't know.
I don't know. They didn't tell me anything until they decide things.
Okay, so is it possible that you could come back for a season two of Wednesday?
It is possible.
Okay, because we have not seen the body.
Exactly.
Have they intimated, hey, Christina?
I don't know. Honestly, the way it works with TV, like as far as my experience has been, is that you don't know anything until they decide, they write things, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, guess what?
Well, it seems like Yellow Jackets is keeping you in the loop.
No, I don't know anything with that either until the scripts come out like 2 weeks before.
What is your character's name in Yellow Jackets?
Misty.
You know who would do a great job playing Misty?
Who?
Jenna Ortega.
Oh, my God.
She
can't
would
wait
be
for the reboot.
So good in that
she
role.
She would be a good Misty.
Yeah.
Third Misty.
It's true.
I read that they are planning to do 5 seasons. Have they written them or they just
no.
have an idea for the arc? And then
I think they have a general idea. Mm-hmm. And then right now they're in the writer's room for Yellow Jackets. So, yeah.
Right now as we speak.
Well,
they're up this early.
I don't know.
Good morning, guys.
I mean, it's 9. I would say they probably don't get in there till 10.
Okay.
So we got an hour until they're actually doing stuff.
Okay. Now, do you have an Alexa at home?
I do.
Okay. If I look tired today, I'll tell you why. Because
you look amazing, first of all.
Oh, thank you, Shane.
Yeah, you don't look tired.
I did my own makeup.
Nice.
That's why. Yeah. So I asked, Alexa, I said, Alexa, please set the alarm tomorrow for 5:45. And she said, cool. And then she said, do you want to listen to Thunderstorm? Like some thunderstorm sounds. And I was like, oh, well, that sounds nice.
She just offered?
She just offered. She goes, do you want to listen to some thunderstorm sounds?
That's a little presumptuous.
I said, thank you. I think I would. So then I, it was a little loud. You know, it was a little loud. And I was having trouble falling asleep.
Stormy
so
night.
I said, you know what? Alexa, can you do a snowstorm? And then
what does snow sound like?
I just thought it would be.
It's a nice, gentle sound. I have that on my Calm app.
You
do. Snowstorm. Yeah.
But here's the problem. It did not go to snowstorm. It went to like a crackling fireplace.
Oh.
So
that makes sense.
Sounds good,
storm.
But no.
No.
It was like pop, pop.
Right.
Pop, pop, pop. And what it sounded like is like an insect was hitting the inside of my lampshade. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And that went on all night. And I tried to tell Alexa to stop. And Alexa would not stop. And I've tried every which way to get her to turn that off. And she didn't. She played that all night long.
Couldn't you have unplugged it and used your phone as an alarm?
I could have unplugged it, but the problem is I would have unplugged everything in the process. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My phone charger, my
setups.
Yeah, lamps, all of it, because it's all connected to one of those six. You know, when you put like 6 outlets into one.
Yeah.
So, and I took Avena CBD. I was kind of out of it, but so I was listening to that all night long, and then this morning
I had thunderstorms playing.
That's what it is. That's what it did all fucking night long.
It's not nice.
I put a fake fire on my TV, so I kind of like it, but I don't sleep to it.
I mean, it sounds like someone's got a cap gun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not nice. That's
And I was putting the. I was literally putting the pillow over my ear, Christina. But then this morning, I outsmarted her, okay? Because it took me all night. But then I said, hey, Alexa, could you put the thunderstorm sounds on? And then she put that on. And then because I think the problem was I didn't know the name of the fireplace thing because she picked it herself.
Oh, right. So you couldn't ask her to
So I couldn't ask her to stop. So I switched. It took me, 7 hours to figure this out. But I told her to put it back on the thunderstorm. And then I asked her to turn the thunderstorm off. And
oh,
it worked.
Perfect.
It worked.
Nice.
Just a little sidebar.
This is the snowstorm, which is interesting.
So it's so nice.
It's yeah, it is
like that's
nice.
What I wanted.
The sound of snow hitting, yeah. You know, when it's icy and it hits the ground.
Like in Yellow Jackets when they're stuck in Canada.
It all comes back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's explain the premise of Yellow Jackets because I do want people, I want everybody to watch it.
You have to watch it.
And also Wednesday because Jenna Ortega is so good.
She is really good.
Yeah.
Yellow Jackets is basically you cut back and forth between the present day and 1996, at which time a high school soccer team, girls soccer team, went on a private plane to Nationals or somewhere.
Yeah. In Seattle, yeah.
Somewhere. Mm-hmm. Seattle? It was mm-hmm. Seattle? Okay. They were
was
on the way
it?
To
yeah,
Seattle.
Yeah, they were flying from New Jersey to Seattle.
Okay.
So they got stuck in Canada.
Well, you really paid attention.
Yeah,
it's a great
really
show.
Retained some information. Thank you. Mm-hmm. and so they crash, and they're stranded in the Canadian wilderness, and crazy stuff happens there. And then we cut to the present where there's adult survivors, a handful. A
lot of trauma.
They cut back and forth.
But there are a lot of Disney adults in that group. Mm.
Disney adults?
Yep.
Oh, yes.
You know. Mm-hmm, you know mm-hmm, what I'm talking mm-hmm. about. Childhood trauma right. equates to Disney community. Right. Sorry, Oscar. Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, you were at Disney this weekend, correct?
I was. Yes. I was at Disneyland on Saturday. Shout out to my sis for buying my ticket. Because I was blocked off that
You don't have
month.
The pass?
I do, but I'm blocked off in December.
Were you ever in a plane
usage?
Crash?
I was not in a plane crash,
okay,
no.
Okay, because something happened. I don't know what, Christina, but something happened. Anyway, back to your show.
Okay.
All right, so how many survivors are there now?
Five?
Okay. But didn't we find another survivor later? Like in the...
I don't think
well,
I got there.
Lottie,
yet.
First there was four, and
yeah.
then there was five.
Oh,
Lottie,
four,
yeah, we didn't know that she lived until like
second season. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the reveal.
Yeah, big reveal. Oh, and Van. So there's six of us.
I'm telling you, just more and more survivors keep showing up.
Who's Van.
They
Van.
Started off with
Van.
Four. Have you
redhead,
not seen it?
Lauren Ambrose.
No, no, I'm mm-hmm. always watching Real Housewives.
Have you not gotten there yet?
I don't think I have.
She's at the video store?
I'm not there yet.
Oh, wow. So, yeah.
Is Yellow Jackets the name of the team?
Yes, it is.
Oh, look at you making
just
that connection.
Put that together mm-hmm.
Wow.
On Monday.
Yeah, and then so you're the reason why they didn't get rescued, correct?
Right. My character as a youngster destroys the
black box
and the thing that's emitting the signal where mm-hmm. they could track the plane.
Why do you think you did that?
Well, because as soon as they land, all of a sudden she's a social reject. She's only the equipment manager on the team, and she has no like social currency. And as soon as they crash, all these things she can do, like you know, she knows like
medical
emergency
stuff.
Medicine. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, she's very valuable because none of the other girls can do it. So it's the first time that everybody like looks to her and approves of her, and she's like a star, and so she wants that feeling to last forever, so she tries to make sure they won't get rescued.
She's pretty psycho, actually.
It's crazy.
Christina is very convincing.
That's like
very
yeah, but
convincing.
I don't play the younger person. Samantha Hanratty plays young Misty.
Oh, I thought you were doing the young Misty.
No. So I mean, she that part you see more of the sort of craziness, I think, with the younger character.
I mean, the old one's pretty crazy too.
Yeah,
I guess so.
No, you were nominated. Maybe. Were you nominated twice for an Emmy or
no,
once?
No, just once.
Oh, okay. It's funny because your IMDb said
well,
twice.
Well, I've been nominated for something. I was nominated for something else years ago.
Oh, excuse me. What? Yeah. What?
Grey's Anatomy.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you didn't win the Emmy?
No.
You just were nominated?
Yeah.
Mm. You guys have that in common?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think, do you think Jenna would have won? Ortega,
she probably will win this year.
Played? Oh, she was nominated for Wednesday.
She's nominated for Wednesday,
were
yeah.
you ever nominated when you played Wednesday?
No, I wasn't. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. No, mm-hmm. That's not what my Golden Globe nomination was for.
Oh, what was that for?
The opposite of sex.
Like how she like, drops
that
this shit.
Good.
Very, yeah, that was good.
That was good.
Now, I noticed this morning I've been going to the same coffee shop for, was it a year now? Over a year?
Probably 2 years.
2 years. I spend a lot of money there every day. Mm-hmm. There 5 days a week. And never has anyone given me anything free there, ever. Christina got free, was it grounds?
It's not grounds, it's unground.
Wow.
It's beans.
Beans.
I got a
little bag of
beans.
Coffee beans. And what does it say on it?
The barista loves you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very nice.
Yeah. I've never got anything free from that place. And I've spent, collectively now, thousands of dollars.
Sounds like the barista doesn't love you. I mean, that's just what it is.
I mean, she even wrote on the little bag.
With a heart. She's going to give you an empty bag that says, this barista hates you. Get out. Stop
I'm sure they
here.
Love you too.
Maybe after the second season of Hollywood Housewives comes out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's coming out, and it's coming out Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Wednesday. Do you regret doing that show?
No.
Really?
No, why?
Not yet.
Oh, because you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, but I mean, still, I don't think there's anything on the show that I'd be upset about.
You did tell me to fuck off, by the way.
Yeah, I don't care. That doesn't bother me. It's not an issue.
Now, you've been in, what, 89 TV shows and movies, something like that?
Yeah, not as many TV shows, but a lot of movies. Mm-hmm.
Was this the most unprofessional working environment?
Well, I'd never done a reality show before, so it was all sort of brand new.
Why would you do this? Because of the SAG strike?
Okay. You know I really love you, and I'm a fan of yours, and my sister and I used to sit at home and watch Flipping Out all the time. So when they called me, I was like, yeah, I want to do it. That sounds so fun. And I've always loved, I like interior design and everything. So.
Right. Now, you did catfish us twice.
How'd I catfish you?
Because we went, first of all, we were there under the guise that we were doing One Space.
But that's not my fault, because I had spoken to your producers about doing three rooms.
Well, Jeff no longer speaks to that producer, so I see what happened.
Yeah, you can listen to last Friday's episode.
Why?
If you want to? No, we'll tell you later.
Okay.
Yes, but anyway, so we went there under the guise that we were just doing your kitchen. And
right, but that's not my fault, so it's not me doing anything
but
catfishy.
But then you were adamant, a little bit of a bitch fit.
I did not. We'll see the thing. There's nothing even, I mean, I don't use the B word, but there's nothing cunty about what I did.
So she insisted that we do the primary bathroom and the kitchen, right? Mm-hmm. Where everyone else had one room.
I was told was going to happen. So we both were under, false information.
Then we were told that we could start right away. But we got postponed for like 4 months until you decided to move out.
I don't think you got postponed for 4 months. I think it was like 4 weeks.
Shane.
I think it was closer to 8 weeks.
Okay, well, that's 2 months.
It was a double catfish. Now, the renovations.
Once again, I was not coordinating directly with you. I was dealing with producers.
Okay. Now, but we worked together so well. You're very happy with the remodel. It has not fallen apart yet, right?
I haven't
been
there.
From the shoddy workmanship?
So I don't know. No, I don't think so. It's fine.
Okay, so Christina does have a good aesthetic. She does have interest in real estate. So Christina and I decided to go into business together.
Yeah.
And we are in escrow, and we are hopefully going to close this week if Christina can get her paperwork together.
We're contacting all the parties right now.
But Christina and I are flippers now. We're a flipping partnership.
This is the house. You talked about this house maybe a few weeks ago or something. Is this that place?
Probably that place,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's exciting. Christina, run.
I think it's going to be fine. Honestly.
Yeah.
I think it's all going to be okay.
Yeah.
Well, we already had a big meeting last week.
Mm-hmm. I learned a lot.
Yeah.
I'm learning, basically. I'm like an apprentice.
Mm-hmm. Well, right? How long do you think this project will take? Is there a lot to do?
There's a lot to do, but we feel like we could get it done in like 4 months. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I think so. Well, we could get it done in 4 months.
Yes.
It depends when...
When I get my paperwork?
Yeah.
As soon as I get my paperwork.
It's hard to find that, LLC operating agreement.
Listen. It's complicated.
And this is in the Los Angeles area, this home?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Now, Christina, you had a little Elf on the Shelf disaster over the weekend.
All right. Yes, I did.
I have a 9-year-old
and a 2-year-old. My 9-year-old is at the point where he's like not sure he believes in Santa anymore. And my husband was trying to convince him or say something. And he was like, I wonder when that Elf on the Shelf's going to appear. And I don't know where the Elf on the Shelf is. I have no idea. We moved. I probably threw it out. Mm-hmm. I hate the Elf on the Shelf.
Or I threw it out.
I don't know. Yeah, or you threw it out. I don't understand when this Elf on the Shelf stuff started happening, because it's really unpleasant. It's a lot to deal with. You have to remember to move it every night. God forbid you touch it. I touched it once, and then I had to create like a whole ceremony to cleanse
the lies that it breeds.
Yes, and I don't... Why? We didn't have this when we were younger.
No, we did not.
I was just as excited about Santa Claus without some creepy elf.
Well, I thought I was going to get away with it too this year, but then she started bringing them, Monroe started bringing up Dory the Elf, and she'll be back, and I postponed as long as possible.
Were you named your elf?
Yeah, she named her Dory.
See, we're hoping that we can get a new one, and Freddie won't remember what the last elf looked like, because they all kind of look the same.
Well,
they do. They're all kind of androgynous looking. In fact, well, this is what happened. So she was asking, Monroe was asking, right after Thanksgiving, when Dory's coming, and I said, well, she'll be arriving on December 1st, which was Friday. Mm-hmm. So I have the box. I took it out of the, when they we did all the Christmas decorating, I took the box out. I put it in my closet so she couldn't see it. And then I was ready Friday night at around 9:30 after she, I put her to bed at 9. and I was ready to do the elf, and I opened up the box, and the fucking elf is gone.
It's the magic of Christmas.
Dory is gone.
Did she get up in the morning and try excited to see Dory?
Well, immediately, this is what I do. I immediately texted Shane.
Shane, did you have to go buy an elf on
actually,
the shelf? Where do they sell those?
I was panicked. I should probably read you the text that I sent.
Where do
Shane.
They sell those?
Barnes and Noble.
I went to Barnes
oh, you went
Noble.
To Barnes and Noble. Okay, mm-hmm. So that's where
I
get
said,
one in real life and not order.
Holy shit, Dory's not here. I'm so fucked. What am I gonna do? And I got literally lucky because he was at the Grove having dinner.
Oh, so you were already there.
I was there.
So he went to Barnes and Noble, and he's like, "Okay, I've got the elf, but do we remember, is Dory a girl or a boy?" I don't fucking know. I don't know. That's been the question for 2 years. I don't know. I look. There's no privates. I can't tell. What is it? What?
You do have the
boy
elf, because we always thought, we didn't know if it was a boy or a girl, but they do sell a girl one. She has a little bun,
yeah.
She has earrings, but ours is the boy.
But Monroe thinks it's a girl.
There's also like a black girl one too. I wanted to get that one, but I didn't.
You should have gotten just extra and been like, Dory came back and brought friends, and then it wouldn't be a big deal.
Well, Shane fortunately dropped Dory off at 10 o'clock on Friday night. I immediately put Dory up on the tree. She was very excited when she came down.
Good.
And then Saturday night, I forgot to move Dory.
It's hard to remember to move that thing.
And then she got up before I did. So she was downstairs, and I'm like, oh, fuck, what am I going to say? I'm like, so I waited, and I'm like, oh, Dory doesn't look like Dory moved. And she's like, no, Daddy, she didn't move. And I said, oh, well, maybe she's tired from her long trip. And I said, and that's also a very good vantage point to keep an eye on you. And I said, you know, yesterday wasn't such a great day for you. I said, so maybe Dory felt like this is the best place to watch you. What else am I going to say? But now she went to Daddy Gage's yesterday, and I have moved Dory into the wine closet.
Oh, she loves that wine closet.
Yeah.
So, now
so that's where Dory is right
Tuesday
now.
Night.
But Dory really is. Dory is a dude.
Dory's a dude. But I mean, I feel like Dory's non-binary, and also she's magic. So I don't know if she really like applies to the gender constructs
yeah,
that we have here in
true.
Los Angeles.
Do you think
maybe
these,
the elves are genderless?
Do you think these elves are causing any kind of trauma to children? They're watching them.
Did you have an elf, Oscar?
I did not.
No elf on the shelf.
No elf on the shelf.
Got to figure out what. At one point, something went wrong. Christine, at one point, if we ask the right questions, we're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
And I thought of you today because there's a personal injury attorney that is on a billboard on Melrose.
Are you saying I'm personally
injured?
No.
I'm just saying, so there's an attorney, but what it says is whohurtyou.com.
Yeah, I really enjoyed those billboards.
Yes.
Yeah, they were my favorite.
And honestly, it makes mm-hmm. you think, and yeah. I told Shane, I'm like, a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of people have
yeah.
hurt me.
Yeah.
Where do we start?
Those billboards resonate emotionally.
Same
with
me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, in fact, I would call them if I had gotten into some
a good looking
injury.
Group of attorneys.
They are good looking.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I'd sleep mm-hmm. with pretty
Who
much
hurt
any
you?
Of them.
He could hurt me.
Maybe not him, but I would, yeah, sure. If I hadn't plenty of drinks, yes, for sure.
They're even, young, they're handsome, they're male
Christina,
and female.
Would you sleep with all five of them?
A lot
them?
Of like no. scruff.
Not one?
No.
Are you serious?
If yeah. you were single.
Well, you're really picky.
I'm
There's
a
not
picky.
One person you'd have sex with.
No.
Are not even
serious?
The one on the end with the big smile. He's
no,
so cute.
I don't like smiles like that. It's a lot. It's a lot of teeth.
Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Pandora makes it easy for you to find your favorite music. Discover new artists and genres by selecting any song or album, and we'll make you a personalized station for free. Download on the Apple App Store or Google Play and enjoy the soundtrack to your life.
Hey,
everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
Now, let me ask you, Christina. You seem like sometimes people might annoy you, like me. What do you do when you're at these parties and you see people that you absolutely can't stand? Do you walk right by them, pretend not to see them?
Yes.
Do you say, hi, nice to see you?
No.
I don't like being fake.
Me neither. I avoid.
I think that's what I'm going
to
do.
I was at a gala
year.
Last night. I tried to avoid. The person I was avoiding insisted on coming and finding me and giving me a hug, and I just had to deal with it.
Was it an actor or an actress?
Yes.
Was it someone we would know?
Yes.
Okay. Are they working recently, right now, on something?
I don't really know.
Did you work with this person? Is that why you don't like them?
Yes.
Ooh.
How long ago did you work with this person?
18 years ago.
Oh, so that's a grudge.
Wait, am I doing the math correctly? No. No, that was not correct. No, it was 18 years ago.
Please
good
look to
me.
See what she was doing 18 years ago.
23 minus 18, 2000.
We're not very good at math. Chumps aren't good at math. You fit right in.
Wait, 2000, 2000, I might have done the wrong. No, wait. So
someone from Curse.
No, you know what? I think it's actually 28 years ago.
Well, that's
what?
A big difference.
No, how's that possible? How old am I? Wait. Yeah, I was 15. So 28 years ago.
That's wow. Right. And you hate that person so much.
Yeah.
That you've been carrying the grudge that long.
It's not really a grudge. I feel like when somebody shows you what a dipshit they are, then it just sticks with you for life.
Someone from Casper?
No. She's
not going to tell you. She's smart. She's not going to tell you anyway. Mm-mm.
It's Casper the Ghost.
No, I was only 13 when I made Casper. So this was two whole years
was
later.
Was it Jenna Ortega?
I don't think she was alive.
From That Darn Cat?
No. Although we did have something happen on that one as well.
What happened there?
I can't tell you.
It was the cat.
No. The cat left me.
Okay. So we're not going to find out. So you just avoid people.
I try. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now what happens also, cuz this happens to me, when you get held hostage in a conversation? Do you have like Mark, do you tell your husband, your hot husband Mark, like, "Hey, rescue me if it's past 10 minutes?"
I do love taking Mark places because Mark is very charming. He loves to talk to people. He's like the sugar in the relationship, and generally he will just take over talking and I can wander off.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good partner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do you do, Shane? I always say I have to go to the bathroom.
I did go and spend 7 minutes in the bathroom last night at this gala because I was like, I don't know what to do. I didn't know any. I mean, I knew people, but like I was there by myself. So I did like one walk around the cocktail hour room, and then I found the bathroom and I stayed in that bathroom for 7 minutes.
7 minutes.
And then
sometimes
I came outside and I sat on the couch outside for another 8 minutes.
So no one would talk to you.
So that I could just wait. Till it was over.
But you met Oprah last night.
Yes, that was really worth it. When I did go back upstairs, I met Oprah, and that made my life.
Well,
because
we know you're not avoiding Oprah.
No, I was not avoiding Oprah, but I thought like she'd be too fantastic to allow me to come say hello. But I was able to just walk right up.
What other celebrities did you talk to last night? Who did you talk to?
What other celebrities? Well, I ran into people I knew, a lot of people I knew. I don't know. I feel weird like name dropping.
No, I'm just trying to find out who you don't like.
Oh,
so I was going around. I was going around another way.
No.
Yeah, I won't let it go. We'll see.
It's okay.
Now, I read this morning that the new men's health study is out, Christina.
Yes.
That the average male lasts 5.5 minutes in bed.
That's not very long.
Really?
5 minutes?
5.5.
Five and a half.
I'm not that below average. I honestly, this is the way I view it. I view it as a compliment.
What?
Right?
I mean, when are you starting the timing from?
I think insertion, right?
Ooh.
So just,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I mean, what do you think, Jameson? I mean, I feel like if let's just say I'm lucky enough to go 3 minutes. It's a compliment to you.
Yes.
Don't you think?
I see.
You can reframe.
I can see that. I think in the past I have taken that as a compliment.
Yes.
I have TMJ. Yeah. 5.5 is long enough.
I'm out. Well, yeah. No, if that's, yes.
I mean, I get
depends
someone.
Depends on where we are.
I get someone that is, you know, they don't want, say, a 2-pump chump, no. Right?
But I think 5 minutes of
I have severe ADD. That seems fine to me.
I'm not good with time.
I know.
I have a bad sense of time. So, you know, I don't know what I'm talking about.
This isn't considering 5 minutes from start to finish. Probably start to finish is more on average like 20 minutes would be.
But are you talking foreplay?
Yes, that's like
what
I'm talking
about. I'm not talking a foreplay.
We're just
I think
talking about being
the 5.5 minutes
right.
Is, yes.
That seems.
I think that's fine.
It's quick. That's a little quick.
I know
I'm
you're
not sure. I'll have to pay attention next time.
Start a timer on your phone.
Yeah. It's actual time. Say, like I've never
Alexa,
been like
start the timer.
I've never like looked at the clock and I'm like, okay, from here. But I will.
Get back to us on that.
I
now
will.
Are things good with Mark right now?
Yes.
You've been married for 2 years. Mm-hmm. Now it's interesting. You've been married for 2 years, but then your daughter Cleo is 2.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I got pregnant before we were married.
Thank you for being honest.
Yeah.
So it was shotgun wedding.
I mean, it's not the '60s anymore. Or the '80s. Or even the '90s.
But did you get married because you were pregnant?
Not really. It was complicated. It was the end of COVID, and he's British, so there was an issue with him being able to stay in the
green
country.
Card,
90 days.
Oh.
So, but I was already pregnant, and I did not want him to have to leave before I gave birth. So we went through the whole process, but we always intended on being married anyway.
So you're right. She's done it. She has done another reality show, 90 Day Fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, come on.
No, there was a gushy post that you posted this.
I know. Don't read back my gushy post. I don't like it. I intend to just write it and never read it
Happy
again.
Birthday to
Why
the absolute
you?
Love
I
of my
you.
Life. Makes me cry thinking about how wonderful you
you're
are
such a loser.
And how lucky
Why
we
are,
you are
this
all today? Here to get to be in your life. The amount of love, kindness, warmth, and joy you have brought us is hard to believe.
I hate
and
you.
I'm so grateful you were born with 6
such,
exclamation points.
I'm going to write such an amazing
what
post
is wrong
for
with
your
you?
Birthday.
What is, why would you
wait write, till you see the what, post I write for your birthday.
What would you, why would you write this
so
shit?
Mean. Why would I not write it?
Well,
not
this really doesn't seem like you. Did you know someone what? Else write this? Is your
no,
publicist.
No, I wrote that. I'm incredibly sentimental, but I don't like to deal with it. And like,
it's a good picture of you.
Face.
I can see why you posted that. Look how good she looks.
I mean, that's gorgeous.
I have huge I don't even look that good. I have huge sunglasses on. I'm at the beach.
You look
carefree.
Good. But
thanks.
Yeah, so, red flag here.
She's in love.
What? That it's too effusive?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's surprising to me that you would do that, but
I apologize. Okay. I'll try to make my future posts really cold.
Now, do you get along with all your family members?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you're during the holidays, you're all going to get together and.
Yes. It will be me, my family, my sister's family, and my mother.
You get along well with your mom?
Yeah.
So how did you get into acting? Was your mom like a stage mom?
No, my mother was actually a model from the time she was 14, and so she never wanted her kids to do it. And I'm the youngest of 4 children, and each one of us was scouted at some point. My mother always said no, but then I was so young that the other one, with the age difference, my older siblings were old enough to basically convince her to let me do it when I was scouted.
I see. And then how old were you with your first project?
I started working when I was 7 doing commercials, and then TV stuff at 8 and stuff like that.
And did
Mermaids, I was 9, my first movie.
And did the money go into like some sort of trust for you, or did your parents spend it?
They have the law, I think it's called the Jackie Robinson law, where you only get 20% of what you make in cash. The rest has to go into a trust until you're 18.
Wow.
Shit. So if I put Monroe to work, I can only take 20% out?
Something like that, yeah. I might have the numbers slightly off because you know how good I am with them.
Yeah, you're really good with dates and times and numbers.
Yeah, I like to, yeah. Vagary is my brand.
Not with that post.
So no one pushed you to act? It's something you always wanted to do?
At the time, I thought it sounded interesting and fun, and I was pretty bored.
Now, when you're 9.
What
yeah,
I realized.
I hated being a kid. I was so bored.
What's nice about Hollywood Houseflipped is you get kind of an insight to how people live. Now, I don't know if people probably don't realize this, but you and I think we're destined to meet because We used to live in Los Feliz at the same time. And Christina had a she had a passion for houses, as I did. I. We ended up living, we realized we have lived on the same street three separate times when we both lived in Los Feliz. Three separate times and never met. Isn't that crazy?
It's true.
Sounds like you're meant to not be together.
Oh, maybe. Actually. Maybe. But the it's interesting because I, you know, when you were to sell your houses, I was on Caravan and I would always be looking at houses. I'd look at done houses. I'd look at fixers. And your houses were always so stunning.
Thank you.
Beautifully. Like beautifully done, gorgeous, organized.
I know where this is going.
Yes. But now that I know you, I know it's not your fault. But we the house, the present house, well, at least
it was not stunning or gorgeous. It was it was bought originally as a fixer upper, not by me, by my ex-husband. And then it was not a great experience in that house. And then by the time you had gotten there, I was pregnant. I had a new husband in there. It was just chaos. So
yes. And so what I realize is that Mark, your husband, has a pretty serious shopping addiction.
No, he does not have a shopping addiction, but he...
It's okay, because there's a lot of packages there every single day that I was there. A lot of packages in Mark's name, by the way.
We get a lot of packages, but sometimes I use his name as the mailing address for me. So
she had, I would say, six houses worth of belongings in one house.
Well, I also tend to not get rid of things. So as the kids grow, as like Freddie grew up, my son, I would just save his toys and we just put them in the garage. So that's what happened to the garage.
And the side of the house.
And the side the closets, of the house.
Both sides
the
of the house.
And yeah. Upstairs a little
bit. A lot of toys.
Upstairs wasn't so bad.
By the time we got there, you're right.
And yeah. Mark really loves plants, I noticed.
He likes plants.
A lot of potted plants and crystals.
Yeah, he does like crystals.
Yeah. So there's crystals all over the house.
Not this current house because we have a studio space downtown where most of the crystals have gone.
Have they changed your energy?
It's a really nice studio space. They're all lined up on the windowsill. Looks nice.
But let me ask you this. Does it ever bother you that he spends so much money on Amazon?
No, not really.
We love Amazon. I
really enjoy Amazon myself.
Because I think what happens is when we're, because now I'm single again and I'm starting to date, I think you kind of focus on what's the most important thing.
Uh-huh.
And you don't really, like, you could certainly pick someone apart if you wanted to.
Yes.
But I think it's important to just focus on the fact that he's a good dad and a good husband and he's hot and good in bed. You've told me. And I'm guessing
he lasts forever.
And I'm guessing he lasts long. Just... Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
And you said you had great sex.
No, I didn't.
You told me that at Katsuya.
No, I did not.
So you have bad sex?
No, we don't have bad sex, but I did not say that because I would never be so crass. I said, and other things.
You intimated.
And you.
Well, I knew what you were saying when you said other things.
You.
So I'm guessing he lasts longer than 5.5 minutes.
I mean, honestly, like I said before,
You would know, though.
I don't know. I don't time it.
How many songs?
Yeah, do you have a playlist?
No.
How many episodes of Yellow Jackets?
Talk to him.
He has
a makeup playlist. A sex playlist.
But I actually recently stopped playing it. It was distracting me. I'm like
fun to sing along and.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel exclusively on the Sirius XM app. For a 3-month free trial, go to SiriusXM.com/Jeff Lewis. Terms apply.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.